Hey guys, the Tech Homie is back for 2019. It's another episode of Tech Homie's Tips. I hope everyone had a good holiday, and I hope everyone is looking forward to a great 2019. I'm one to always start my New Year's resolutions a couple days late. There's no rule in some rule book saying that you have to start your New Year's resolutions on January 1st, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who thinks this way. Anyway, if you're anything like me and are still thinking about what your resolutions need to be, technology may play a factor in deciding what would work best for you. Let's talk about some ways that we can get a little technology to help us with our New Year's resolutions. The easiest resolution that most people set as the new year comes, hands down, is maintaining or improving your health. We all want to still be here into our 80s, 90s, 100s, or whatever. So health is a great way to get yourself there. Anyway, if you're anything like me, you know you're thinking about how to start the new year healthier than you did last year. As far as tech is concerned, there are hundreds of apps and hundreds of gadgets to use to help you focus on all aspects of your health. As far as apps are concerned, there's all kinds of different ways to help you out. For example, you got MyFitnessPal for food management resources. You can journal your food, you can count your calories, and you can get great little recipes and things like that to eat a little bit healthier. As far as exercising is concerned, you have Runtastic, you have Strava, and even Nike Plus, and that can help you out as far as getting your run on or getting your exercise on. And as far as those who are looking to have a more mindful 2019, Calm is a pretty decent app as far as meditation and mindfulness is concerned. Aside from the crazy amount of applications that are out there, sometimes people's jobs can help you with some technology when it comes to health. So we have at my job Goal 365 that can get you rewarded. And you can get fun little things like Apple Watches or Fitbits or even gift cards to help you as long as you're being healthy anyway. Maybe you received a smartwatch or a fitness tracker for the holidays. I myself got an Apple Watch Series 4, and so far I've been pretty happy. The thing is a bit ridiculous when it comes to price, although I actually still like it. With watches from everyone under the sun, there's a lot you can do with your new gadget. And no matter what the price is, you might be happy with it anyway. You can use your smartwatch to track your steps, your heart rate, and other aspects of your health. The Apple Watch now has an ECG, or an echocardiogram, to help you track irregular heart rhythms. So that's pretty sweet in my opinion. Now, while it may not be medical grade, it may be helpful to track possible issues as far as your heart is concerned. Now that you know that you have resources out there to help you with your health-conscious New Year's resolution, now all you really have to do is just stick to it. There are a few other New Year's resolutions that you can stick to with the help of technology. I'll let you know about some of those in another episode. If you've liked what you've heard and you're interested in learning a little bit more, feel free to reach out to me. I'm the Tech Homie on Twitter, on Facebook, and pretty much everything else as far as social media is concerned. You can also send me an email at amanda@thetechhomies.org. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. And also, feel free to send me an email. We can talk about it. You can reach me at, again, amanda@thetechhomies.org. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you keep track of your New Year's resolutions. Take care. See ya. Bye.